Kerry Nuku is with us today. About 4,200 primary healthcare and Plunkett nurses across the country are going on strike for 4 hours today over employers' inability to deliver pay parity with nurses employed by Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora due to a seemingly lack of government funding. Members from two groups will walk off the job from 10 till 2, allowing more than a year of failed negotiations, or following a year of failed negotiations with their employers. Kerry Nuku is with us to speak that one through. Tēnā koe, Kerry.
Tēnā koe.
Well, obviously, this is not what you would prefer to have occurred, but it feels, once again, the nurses' organisation backs against the wall.
Absolutely just that. Nurses' backs against the wall, and this is the problem that we've been having ongoing.
Is it one of just failing to negotiate, or a stubbornness from the Crown saying they're out of dosh, which is a traditional line at times, isn't it, to try and repel workers' demands for improved conditions? What do you sense is the major issue behind the inability to find some consensus?
Yeah, it's a government will to recognise the value and the work of nurses. So this is fundamentally an injustice. When we have nurses in Te Whatu Ora that are getting paid a reasonable recognition of their professional responsibilities and skills, and a less than the same recognition for the same set of skill isn't recognised within the services outside of the hospital situation. So the funding resource from the government means that the employers can't pass on that fee to their staff. So this is a situation where the government needs to do something to address this fundamental underpaying, but also injustice. It's an injustice for those nurses. And we know frontline, during COVID, these nurses stood up. They were the front line of defence. People that got sick from COVID then went into hospitals. But if the primary healthcare nurses, the Plunkett nurses, Māori Niwi provider, all stood up and went out to deliver services in the community. Now, if they're not getting paid what they deserved, there's a fundamental injustice in this.
There's 4,200 workers affected by today's industrial action. We know that the organisation, the nurses' organisation, represents 40,000. So it's not as if all are downing tools today for 4 hours. How come just 4,200 are doing so?
You know, it's important that we don't compromise the already strained health system and the access to health services for the general members of the community. So the 4,200, as you said, is not a reflection of the full amount of nurses that work in the sector, but it's an indication of what we've got that we'll be presenting. But, you know, alongside of those 4,200 nurses must be the community, because the community are the people that are directly impacted by the shutting of services, by the delayed waiting times, etc., etc. The list goes on. So we're hoping that community comes out to support the cause and the call on government to recognise that resourcing is a fundamental obligation of theirs to ensure quality of care is passed on to consumers of any healthcare service.
When you suggest you'd like community support, in what form are you hoping?
So we've got some action around the country, and we're just hoping wherever, starting between around about 11:30 till about 1 o'clock, and we're hoping that members of the public will come along too, to show their support or talk to the nurses just to understand the gravity of the issue, but also to call on the government themselves for action.
When we say primary healthcare and Plunkett nurses, please explain to our listeners what the primary care insinuates here. Obviously, ICU or surgery nurses will stay on the job. Primary care reflecting what sector?
Yeah, so Te Whatu Ora is where the ED services within hospitals, medical wards, those sort of ED, ICU areas. So that they're serviced by Te Whatu Ora. When we talk about primary healthcare, we're talking about the GP clinics, the GP ED clinics, the Plunkett the Marini providers. So those people that you're more likely to come in contact with directly because they're at your doctor's surgeries, the doctor's clinics, the high water providers, that's primary care. And that's where this issue of inequity exists between the primary care and te whatu ora nurses.
There is pay parity legislation that is at play at the moment in Parliament. How might this affect the stand that the nurses' organisation is taking? Is it relevant to this kaupapa?
Yeah, so we've got we're in mediation at the moment with a pay equity deal because we can't get a resolution, or the government's interpretation of what was agreed back in 2019 is somewhat different from our understanding and our members. So we're working through that through a mediation process at the moment. Now that will only affect, should it be effective, it will only affect those nurses that are working within Te Whatu Ora. So again, the hospital-based nursing team. It will not impact on those nurses in the primary care, GP practices, Marini provider, Plunkett. Therefore, the gap will widen if this agreement goes through, and it should do because it finally recognises and compares nurses with their other sort of key male counterparts. So it should go. It should be something that we support. However, in doing that, it will widen the gap between the nurses' payments in the primary health care and the nurses' payments within Te Whatu Ora. So the gap will widen again. We've already said that there's about a 10 to 20% gap in primary health care, and we've said that that gap is even wider within Marini provider services or high water providers in comparison to their hospital colleagues. So if the pay equity deal goes through, that gap even widens. So we're saying to the government, we've got to get a parity here. We've got to recognise that every nurse everywhere deserves the same standard of care, because for a nurse to become registered to practice, they have to have the same skill and competency wherever you're working. So why doesn't pay recognition follow? It seems a logical fit. But the injustice that continues to happen, it sets nursing apart. It says that if you're a nurse that works in Te Whatu Ora, which is well-resourced and supported, and you're a nurse that works in primary health care, well, that fundamentally is okay to carry on that injustice. And what our nurses today are saying, it's not okay. We deliver different skills, but we have the same qualifications. Why the difference? And that pay parity and that resourcing is important so that employers can pass on that payment to the staff.